Mickey's Day as an Adult Baby. By C. Azzi. First published 2025. Chapter 1: The Morning. A new morning. It is still dim in the bedroom, but the light already sneaks shyly through the curtain. It paints bright stripes across the wall, over the edge of the bed, all the way to my chest. I lie still, wrapped up warmly in my bed. My thumb twitches unconsciously, yet I am already softly sucking on the pacifier that still rests firmly between my lips. The world is not fully here yet. I breathe calmly, and the faint smacking sounds are soothing. The blanket above me is heavy and fluffy. Underneath it is warm and a little damp. I can clearly feel the thick, swollen diaper between my legs. It does not cling unpleasantly, but it is noticeable, so much so that I can hardly move. And yet I like this feeling. The onesie stretches lightly across my belly, holding everything in its place. I draw my knees a little closer to my chest, and there is a muffled rustle, like a gentle smacking beneath the blanket. I am 26 years old, and a baby in a grown body. A shiver runs through me, born from rising feelings of security and also, somehow, of freedom. It is a very peculiar comfort to know that I do not have to change it. That I do not have to do anything, only be who I am, and just lie here and wait for my mommy. And already my heart makes a tiny leap as the thought crawls through my head. I know she will come soon, for the day has not truly begun yet, but I know she will fetch me shortly. And then the day begins, and perhaps a new adventure. I do not want it to go too quickly. I want to hold on to this moment, exactly this one between dream and reality, this sweet and tingling mixture of shame and safety. I suck harder on the pacifier, my eyes still half closed, and I hear the chirping outside the window. The new day is already here, and I am ready to live it, not as a man, but as her baby. I hear it before I understand it, the quiet creak of the door, the carpet under her feet, and then that tone that sinks deeper into me than any ray of sunlight. "Hello, Mickey." Her voice is soft and gentle, like a kiss made of sound. I automatically turn my head slightly to the side, my cheek brushing the blanket. The pacifier wobbles, but I keep it firmly between my lips, and then I blink a little, until I see more clearly. There she is, my wife, my mommy. Her hair lies loosely over her shoulders, her gaze falls on me, and I feel my heart tighten. A faint pull in my chest, and my heart grows warm, just like that, simply because she is here. "Well, my darling? Did you sleep well?" she asks softly as she leans down toward me. I do not wish to speak yet, so I answer with a tender nod. The pacifier bobs up and down, and my face turns slightly red with warmth. I feel the heat slowly sinking from my cheeks down my neck, into my belly, and all the way to my legs. It tingles where the diaper presses, soft, damp, already heavy. I let go again, sometime in my sleep, perhaps more than once. But that does not matter. She knows it anyway, and well, that is simply how it is meant to be. Then her hand gently strokes my forehead. Her fingertips glide along my hairline, and I close my eyes. I could lie like this forever, wrapped in her nearness. "Then let's get my little one out of bed, huh?" I sigh softly behind the pacifier as her arms enfold me. Mommy helps me out of bed with such natural ease that I instantly feel even smaller. I feel the diaper between my thighs, soaked and warm, and I know she sees it now, but she says nothing. Stand